Hey, back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down.
Farmer Greg would refer to that as stacking functions.
Yes. Absolutely. We're talking this particular hour about ideas we'd like you to think about. We're going to try and stretch your knowledge a little bit, stretch your mind a little bit. We're going to ask you to think outside the box in other ways that you can save water. There are lots of ways you can save water in your landscaping and in your home inside consumption. But there's a lot of things. I mean, we need water to produce so many products. Like Romy mentioned, just the amount of water it takes to produce the food. You're wasting a lot of food? Well, you're wasting a good amount of water. And the water heater. Every gallon of hot water you can cut down usage of, you're saving at least 2 gallons of water, because it took at least a gallon of water to generate the electricity for the water heater to heat your water. So that's a multiplying effect factor. So when you can wash your laundry in cold water, turn the heater off in the washing machine. Think about those kinds of things. I'll tell you, one of the things that just drives me up a wall is water in plastic bottles.
And
it absolutely drives me nuts.
Any single-use item is a waste of water, because it took water to create that item, no matter what it is. Whether it even metal products, it had to be mined, manufactured, the electricity used to create that product. Any single-use item is a waste.
I'm going to shove some serious guilt right down this microphone right now to all of you that are buying bottled water in plastic bottles on a regular, habitual basis. I want you to hear me out here on this really, really clearly. If you buy 1 liter water bottle, I need you to know it took twice the amount of water that's in that bottle just to produce the bottle. So you enjoying that 1 liter of drinking water actually requires 3 liters of water to get it. And that doesn't count the transportation. That's just manufacturing the stupid plastic bottle that you and what do they say? We recycle less than 5% of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you find so many of them in the curb when it rains.
Well, even
in the desert, on the trails, everywhere.
Even when you get them delivered to the recycling plant, you have to have a buyer of that material.
Yeah, right.
If there's no buyer, it just goes to the landfill. Somebody has to be buying those plastic bottles and doing something with them. So there's not a demand for enough used plastic bottles for them to get recycled. They just end up landfilled.
Soda pop bottles, you know.
Oh, just look at the drink aisle at the grocery store. It's lined both sides with plastic bottles. And you go into a convenience store. Same thing.
Same thing. So it's my desire at this moment of the show to push enough guilt out on the radio waves that the next time you're in a store and you're getting ready to buy something in a plastic bottle, you go into an absolute state of guilt paralysis. You lock up. You start foaming at the mouth. You start shaking. And you walk away. Walk away.
You know? Or you know, like in the milk, a very good alternative. Danzeisen does all their delivery in glass now. And so you just go to the next aisle down and grab your milk from there.
Go ahead.
Well, you can give those back to the store and get the deposit.
Recycle.
You know? Yeah.
And it's not happening until the 24th, but there's an event in Phoenix that's at the yard from the Recycling Coalition, just talking about the benefits of transitioning to glass and getting away from the plastic.
Back to glass.
And just how recyclable glass is, and you can recycle it over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Ever since we had Danzeisen on the show, like I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I always have a half gallon of Danzeisen skim milk. I'm lucky guy. I can still drink skim milk and all that. in the glass bottle.
Yeah.
It tastes better than anything
in
the carton.
It does.
It's just fantastic, too. And I get the $2 back with the deposit.
And that's Gary D., our broadcast engineer. Mm-hmm. Trying to invite him into the show. He's always got something valuable to add.
The color commentary.
It takes 22 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of plastic. So it takes 176 pounds of water to make 1 pound of plastic.
Just end up in the landfill.
I hope you feel so guilty. You actually break down and cry like a little baby.
You know, there's other ways to get people to do that. Just educate them, you know.
Or you could stop them
in the parking lot and fuss at them for their practices.
The next time I'm walking down the Safeway aisle and I see somebody sitting
down. You dare.
And they're crying on the floor, I'll go up and pat them on the
If they're foaming at the mouth, though, you might want to call a paramedic. I'm just saying. You want to double check. Make sure.
And it's not just bottles that we use a lot of plastic waste. Think about shipping and packaging. But while we're still in the store, look at the frozen food sections. You know, not only is it a ton of paper, ton of plastic, but then it's got to be refrigerated, so it's taking more energy. I mean, that's a huge water siphon right there, and then your packagings that you get delivered to the doors, and those deliveries, the amount of waste that comes in packaging is just mind-blowing to me.
And we're not asking civilization to turn back to the Stone Age. We're just bringing these things up for y'all to think about. They are very real things you can do to make a drip of a difference. And if we all make a drip of a difference, it's going to be a heck of a ripple. If we all save 10% of our water consumption a year, just in Maricopa County, if everyone in Maricopa County could save 10%, we would save enough water for another whole city of 1 million people. If we just could each save 10%, we could accept another 1 million people and not move our water consumption meter up one iota. Those are the kind of things we want you thinking about right now.
And we briefly hit it last week. Donna didn't know we had this slated for this week. It just kind of came up organically during our conversation. When you're looking at your yard, you know, 70% of our water use, direct water use, you know, we've been talking indirect water use.
That's right.
Electricity, but our direct water use, 70% is in the outdoors, and we agreed, you know.
Easy place to find 10% to save.
That
easy, you know, place.
Lawns are probably the biggest violator of water use in the desert. But a lot of people will think, okay, well, so I'll go artificial turf, but that doesn't, you know, then you have to start thinking about, you know, water use.
To make
indirect. You were talking about how many gallons it takes to make a pound. I don't know how many pounds of plastic are in 1,000-square-foot artificial turf, but it's primarily plastic. And then you've got, you know, the throwaway factor, going back to the recycling aspect. They say it can be recycled. Well, that's great. Is it being recycled? Well, who's buying that used-up artificial turf that's been out there for 10 years and turning it into something else? You know, there may not be the demand for that, so then it just, again, goes back to the landfill.
Well,
I'm not saying artificial turf is bad, but if you're thinking, okay, I'm going to a zero water use system, converting a lawn to an artificial turf, well, it isn't a zero water use system.
And Donna's comment was, City of Mesa, and I believe Tucson is the same way, converting live lawn to artificial lawn does not qualify you to earn any of the credits.
If you convert a lawn to a xeriscape,
you can get all those credits. So artificial lawn is not considered by the industry as a low water consumption strategy. It is not a part of the xeriscape strategy that is a very real, workable strategy.
And I won't get into all the design areas that I like artificial turf and landscapes and hardscapes. We're not saying it's a bad. It's just expanding the frame of reference of water use. You're only thinking of it as point of use savings. You're not thinking about the manufacturer side of things and the transportation and the install and the, and then the disposal of it. And in fact, we didn't cover this on air, but this one always tickles my funny bone. It's not pleasant to think about when you were talking about, you know, water's been recycled and it's gone through another plant or animal or anything. Las Vegas, their water allocation is 300,000 acre feet of water that they can pump out of Lake Mead. They pump 600,000 acre feet of water out.
Okay.
They're over pumping.
What are they doing with it? Are they just consuming it or are they stockpiling it somewhere?
No, they can get away with that because they're returning 300 acre feet of water back into the...
I hope not directly into Lake Mead.
Yeah. All the water in Lake Mead has been recycled through Las Vegas.
Oh, man.
And Las Vegas is upstream of everyone in Arizona that gets Colorado River water. But a big way they've done that...
Math. It's crazy math. It's water math is what it is.
Is their incentives for getting rid of lawn is $3 a square foot, up to $10,000. They'll pay you $3 a square foot to get rid of your lawn. I mean, that almost pays for a landscape job done correctly.
It does. And you know, I have to say, I was very interested in converting my backyard.
I'm not talking like, you know, extravagant pizza ovens and hardscapes and outdoor kitchens. But if you're just ripping it out and putting rock on top, that pays for it.
It does. One of my biggest concerns about artificial turf is sanitation. And I learned that lesson when the high school y'all all went to ripped out their live lawn football field and put in a complete artificial turf football field. And I went to summer twice a day football practices. And half the team was in the end zone throwing up because they weren't in shape that they thought they were in. And I thought, okay, in a live lawn, there's microbes, there's little insects, there's all kinds of little things that are going to kind of self-purify. But how long does that sit on that artificial lawn? And then you start thinking about dog waste and everything else. Many people I know with artificial turf have an irrigation sprinkler system.